If you have health insurance, you still get a bunch of extra medical bills, copays, stuff that wasn't covered all the way. But you don't exactly expect to get a bill for $32,000. But it could happen to you. Do I have your attention now? Take a listen to this story, which involves some really terrible timing, but also some really great timing. Here's Alana Gordon with more.
Michael Trost thought it was pneumonia. He wasn't feeling right. It was March. It was cold outside. Pneumonia.
I was very out of breath. I was coughing.
But
I also knew I had to be at work.
Michael's 52. He hasn't had any major health issues. He lives near the Poconos and is a wood finisher. The shop was expecting an important order that week. Fixtures for a jewelry store. So he made an appointment with his doctor.
For the following week.
But his wife of 17 years, Susan Rosowski, an English professor, noticed he was getting worse.
We tried to go for a walk with the dog, and Mike couldn't even go, 10 feet from the car?
Yeah, that was bad.
This is where both Michael and Susan say they lucked out. Michael's furniture order was delayed, so he had a break.
So I said to Susan, why don't you just drop me at the emergency room?
Point when he said, I think maybe, why don't you just drive me to the emergency room? You can do your grocery shopping.
While you do your shopping, they'll give me a chest x-ray, they'll give me antibiotics, and I'll be on my way. But that's not what happened.
Over the next few days, Michael went from a seemingly healthy guy to being nearly immobile on a hospital bed, getting tests, pokes, injections, and perhaps most uncomfortable of all, a balloon pump up an artery.
They said that I needed heart surgery, and I'm like, heart surgery? Yeah, they said, there's a valve problem.
A mitral valve defect.
The blood is backing up. Your heart is pumping really hard and it's not working.
It was a complete surprise.
Who would have thought?
I was overwhelmed. Honestly, I was overwhelmed.
There wasn't much time to react. The hospital transferred Michael to a bigger hospital for the surgery. And just days later, doctors sawed open his sternum and repaired the valve. He headed home just a few days later.
I feel an enormous sense of gratefulness that we dodged so many bullets in terms of how this scenario panned out.
And just months before the surgery, Susan had finally landed a full-time teaching gig with good health insurance for the two of them. That was after years of having bare-boned health plans or none at all. But a couple weeks after the surgery, bills and the explanation of benefits started coming in.
So I started reading them and I was like, this is weird.
They'd made a point to check and go to hospitals that were in their insurance network. But bills are complicated. She thought she must have missed something and owed a few hundred dollars here or there. But then came this one.
Then the bill for $32,000 came in.
The surgeon.
Yeah, the heart surgeon who had operated on Mike.
Turns out the cardiologist, Dr. Arthur Ng, was not in their insurance network, even though the hospital was. Dr. Ng, who's based in Hackensack, New Jersey, did not respond to interview requests. The insurance company, United Health, sent Michael a check for what it deemed a reasonable rate for the procedure, $4,000, meaning Michael and Susan were on the hook for the rest, about $28,000.
I guess in my naive view of health insurance, I had felt that because we were in network that everything was taken care of.
And with that began a new kind of stress.
I just got back on my feet in terms of employment last year. We went through 401k money in order to stay afloat, We couldn't have afforded this chunk of money.
Susan and Michael received what many refer to as a surprise medical bill or a balance bill, meaning you owe the balance. Dr. Kelly Kiyonko researches this practice at New York University.
$32,000 is a lot.
Kiyonko says it's hard to know what the cost of a typical surprise bill might be, and it's unclear how often it happens.
However, I don't think that the situation in general is rare.
Kiyonko says surprise billing occurs when a patient is billed for the difference of what the doctor charges and what the insurer is willing to pay. This only happens when a provider is not covered as part of the insurance plan, when they're out of network. Kiyonko gives a personal example.
I remember the day very vividly.
July 31st, 2 years ago, it was the day she gave birth to her son at a hospital that was covered under her insurance. Knowing about balance billing, she asked more questions than a typical patient.
My husband was laughing because when the anesthesiologist came in to put in the epidural, I asked him specifically if he took my insurance, and The anesthesiologist was kind of floored. I don't think he'd ever gotten that question before. And he kind of fumbled and said, well, you can check the website. I think I do. And I don't really know if I was in any condition to be checking the website in between contractions. But he, in the end, did take my insurance. And so it was quite a surprise to me that the pediatrician, in fact, did not.
Turns out one of the doctors didn't take her insurance and later billed her for $600. It might seem counterintuitive that a doctor and a hospital don't always take the same insurance. Jack Hoadley, a researcher at Georgetown, says that's the reality of healthcare in the U.S.
We have a fragmented healthcare system where different kinds of physicians, different kinds of providers make their own decisions of which insurance networks to belong to.
Hoadley says it's an economic negotiation. Insurers may offer doctors lower payments in exchange for directing more patients to their practice. That might be appealing.
But the question is, how much lower than their regular rates are they willing to accept to create that relationship?
Sometimes the two sides can't agree or don't want to. And so that's when patients find themselves in the crossfire. Hoadley and others think these situations could become more common, especially as more insurance plans tighten their networks. But about a dozen states have some kind of protection in place, mostly for emergency room situations. New York recently enacted what Hoadley describes as the strongest, most comprehensive set of rules to date. Matt Anderson is with the state's Financial Services Department.
It's a really great relief to those who otherwise would have been fighting for years and years and years with their insurance company over these bills that run into the tens of thousands of dollars.
Anderson says now, if patients in New York get a surprise bill, they're no longer responsible for it. Instead, it's up to the insurer and the provider to reach a payment deal through an independent mediation process. Dr. Andrew Kleinman with New York's Medical Society says everyone agrees that patients shouldn't be liable, but getting all the groups to agree on actual rules was really hard. Doctors, for example, worried it could result in much lower payments.
Therefore, this became, you know, very difficult to sell to physicians until we really worked out the details.
Even when patients aren't protected by state law, they may still have some recourse. Hoadley with Georgetown says as uncomfortable as it may be, patients may need to be their own negotiators.
The first rule of thumb is don't just pay the bill when you first get it if it doesn't seem right. Start asking questions. Did you really mean to send me that bill? You know, I did all these things right. I have insurance. What can we work out?
That is exactly what Michael Trost and Susan Rosalski did.
Then these were my letters.
Susan spent a lot of time making phone calls, writing letters, filing appeals. At first, it seemed like they'd be responsible for most of that $32,000 bill.
It was sickening. It was sickening.
She contacted her area representative in Pennsylvania and regulators in New York, because Susan works in New York, and that's where Michael got his care. It was through that process that she learned about New York's new law. It took effect on a very significant day for them.
The very day that I had April my surgery.
1st. It took place on April 1st.
That spurred even more calls and questions. But a few weeks ago, their insurer, United Healthcare, stated that Michael and Susan would not be responsible for the bill, and that the insurer will now take it up with the provider as outlined under that new law.
Oh, it's a huge relief.
I was just like, yes, yes. And I just felt so happy.
Michael and Susan say the whole experience will have them asking more questions about their care and their coverage in the future. All the while, policymakers and health groups have their eye on New York's new law to see how well it works moving forward. For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.